ओम वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। असाध्यः साधकस्वामिन् असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदूतकृपासिन्धो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो। नमस्ते एवरीवन। So we will continue the class with the Apte dictionary. So in the previous class I had one question I wanted to just clarify based on what I answered. So basically there was this Adharmaha entry and there was another one dash and Ma, Repaha Ma, Arma. So, and there is also entries like compound and all these things. So, but here, when you see ma, you should read this as adharma. It takes some practice, but you complete it as adharma. But when it comes to a compound, you have to take this entry word and then just add this the other word doing sandhi in between. So here it is. Astikayaha. So the head word is adharmaha. So you should read that as adharmastikayaha. So that is one important thing I wanted to. Okay. Is everybody able to hear me? Well, I think one person is saying the audio is feeble. Hopefully for others it's okay. Just type in the chat window if for everybody it's feeble. Okay, good. So there's somebody, I think it's in your site, sir. Okay. So, adharmastikayaha. Okay, so now this is what I wanted to let you know. We will now continue with looking up dhatus. So, I'm going to look at the dhatu bhu, which is the most, which is the representative dhatu. And this is the first dhatu in the dhatupata. So generally people start with this dhatu. So let me also start with this dhatu. So when you look up bhu, there is, what all are there now? Let's see. So this is this, the Roman letter 1. It says Roman letter first. And then it says 1. And then rarely A. So this, the Roman letter 1 means, this is the first meaning of, this is a dhatu, and this is, this dhatu can have many meanings and it can be part of many ganas. For example, there are 10 ganas or 10 groups of classification of the dhatus, and there are 1, 2, 3, so on till 10. Meaning of that, and that is in the first gana, parasmaipadi. So it is in the first gana, and it is called bhuadi gana because this is the bhu is the first dhatu of that gana. So it's called bhuadi gana, and then it is a parasmaipadi dhatu. And he also says rarely it is also atmanaipadi. So in that Sanskrit literature, there are some places where bhu is used in the atmanaipadi form, and then he gives some forms bhavati. Bhabhuva, Abhut, Bhavishyati, Bhavitum, and Bhuta. So this, what are all these forms? So let me go and we will analyze this a little bit more. So if you, I am now sharing some other screen. I am seeing that you are also able to see. Okay, so here, Bhu, Dhatu, there are a lot of forms. If you go and see the If you go and see this table, you will see lat, lot, lung, beginning, and I'm also putting the English names for present, imperative, past, imperfect past, and potential, and all these things. So, so here the first the present tense form is bhavati, and then lot form is the imperative form is bhavatu, abhavat, bhavet. So these first four tables are called conjugational tenses or sarvadhatuka, sarvadhatuka lakara. So there are 10 lakaras, you might know. It is moods and tenses. So out of that, the green ones which I'm showing here are what apte gives in the forms. So it turns out that in the sarvadhatuka lakara. So okay, going forward I will try to use as much as the Sanskrit names than the English names, because the Sanskrit names are much easier. If you want to study advanced grammar or something, you better get used to this, all these Sanskrit terms, technical terms in the Vyakaranam, than sticking with present, imperative, potential, all these things. So that is my own experience. By using these Western grammatical terminologies, it's only going to confuse you more than, because you have to every time translate it from the Sanskrit technical terms to the English Western grammatical terms. Okay. So the bhavati is given by him, and using bhavati you can construct all the forms of these four tables, the lat, lot, lung, and vidhiling. And then he gives a lit form, babhuva. And then he also gives the lung form, abhut. So notice that for abhut, there is this akara in front. And for lung also, there is this akara in front. And the rung also, there akara in front. So abhavat, abhut, abhavishyat. So all these three forms have the a in the front. And also for lrit, it is bhavishyati. So that is the future tense. And then he gives two other forms, bhuta and bhavitum. The tumun anta, that is the avyayam. So, and this is nishta, is actually a subanta. It is a noun form. And then ashiling is bhuyat, bhavita. So if you look at all these green shaded, green highlighted words, if you have bhavyati, you can form all these four tables easily. If you, you should know a little bit of background, but if you start with bhavati, you can mechanically, if you know the rules, you can mechanically form all these four tables. And then, for example, if you have bhavishyati, lrit form, you can very easily form this lrung form, abhavishyat, and all these things, the complete table. If you have nishta, the bhuta, bhuyat is very similar. And bhavitum, from bhavitum you can get the bhavita form, that's lut forms. So let me go back to the dictionary. So what the Koshakara gives is bhavati, bhabhuva, abhut, and then bhavishyati, bhavitum, and bhuta. So he gives only these forms. Using these forms, we can now get the other forms. Okay, I will send all these sheets in the, I will upload this in the course page. Okay, there's somebody who's raising the hand, so let me. Mohanan, 58.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Will you be sharing the sheets with
when you upload the thing? Yes. Whatever I'm showing in the class, I will give it to you. So don't worry. I'm not everything will be available.
Okay, this lakaras everything. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on. So now with these forms, we know. So one more thing is there is something called earlier. This is for some advanced learners. I told that the Koshakara will also give whether id vyavastha, idagama comes or not for some dhatus. So if you look at this bhavitum form, you can guess whether this is the idagama is there or not. So here there is an idagama, bhavitum. there is a ikara there. So from using this form, bhavitum form, you can say, okay, this it is the said dhatu or something. It comes in the ardhadhatu kalakara or not. So that way you can easily find out. So what should I, the question is, what should I be knowing to construct lot and vidhiling from latlakara? So basically you need to know a little bit of grammar. It is all there is this gana vikarana and all coming. Basically there is a shap vikarana is coming. So that is what you should know. I mean, if you are learning little bit of grammar using this, constructing these forms, this question will be very easy to answer. But if you have not seen this before, it is difficult for me to answer. So there is two differentiations of ardhadhatu kalakara, sardhadhatu kalakara, and all these things. So sardhadhatu kalakara are the first four forms: lat, lot, lang, vidhiling. All the other forms are come under a different categorization. So that is one thing which you want to know. If you don't know now, that's okay. You should just know that bhavati. He doesn't give that bhavati. Bhavati is the prathama purusha ekavachanam form, lat lakara, which is the present tense, vartamana kalam. He doesn't give all these things. When you are looking at this, you should know the forms. You should have seen the forms earlier. He is just reminding you of the forms. Oh, abhut. When you say abhut, you should say, oh, it is some past tense form. It is a lung form and all these things. So you should know. So and bhabhuva, you should know it's late form. He doesn't give that. So there is some bit you need to understand this. Okay. Okay, there was one question. Can you also put, please post a few popular pratyaya form tables also with the chosen words. So these are all very standard. You can get it from somewhere, or Vyoma itself might have. Whatever I have is not something which is something new. There are so many. You can also get this from books like Rupachandrika, Shabdamanjari, and all these things. Yeah, he's only giving 6 of the 10 lakaras. As I said, he doesn't want to give everything. He wants to cut the redundancy. So he is giving, as I showed you in the table, if you have these 6 forms, you can pretty much construct all the 10 forms. So that is how much he thinks, puts so much thought over making this dictionary. Okay. Okay. So let's go into the meanings. So the first meaning, when you say one, as I said previously also, we saw this. Okay, so there's another question. Conjugate applicable only to sarvadhatuka. Yeah. So the conjugation means sarvadhatuka lakara. So that's why I will also send a presentation where I have put the English words and also the Sanskritam words. There is a table. I will send that also to you. Conjugational forms means sarvadhatuka lakaraha. Non-conjugational forms means ardhadhatuka lakaraha. Yes. Okay. The first meaning is to be or to become. So bhu means to be. Bhu sattayam is the dhatu pata. It says so. To be, to become. So here it says katam evam bhavet nama. So okay, so now he's using this bhavet here. So which is a vidhiling vidhiling form, or some form which is not here in this. So whenever he uses, he's not going to restrict himself to use only the present tense form and all these things. So he is going to give quote from literature any forms. So katham etat bhaven nama asyaha kim abhavat. So here he uses a lung form, abhavat form. Okay. Somebody is saying I don't see it, but I don't understand what you're typing in the chat window. Okay. So here he says, what has become her fate? What has become of her? So asyaha kim abhavat, what has become of her? Katam evam bhaved nama iti. So he's just translating it. Okay, you're not able to see the screen. Okay, let me check that what I'm doing. I'm sharing the screen. Let me see. Yeah, I'm sharing the screen. Okay. And then yad bhavati tad bhavatu. So here bhavati, bhavatu, you're using lot forms and all these things. So, and then dukkitaha bhavati, trishto bhavati, all these forms. So this is in the meaning of to be or to become. So dukkitaha bhavati means he to be sad. Trishto bhavati, it is to be happy, to become happy or something. So next meaning is to be born or produced. Yad apatyam bhavet asyam. So apatyam bhavet, like to be born, to be child, to be born or something. Okay, what is and C? And C means etc. So the ampersand C means etc. This means etc. Okay. And to spring or produce from, arise. So krodhad bhavati sammohaha, Bhagavad Gita. So he is like krodhad bhavati. Itte like from krodha arises or spring from sammohaha. Sammohaha comes from krodha. Okay. There is a very interesting question in the chat window. How do we know it is akarmaka or sakarmaka from the entry? Unfortunately, Apte doesn't give that very explicitly. So, from Apte dictionary, it is a little bit difficult to understand whether it is sakarmaka dhatu or akarmaka dhatu. We will look at, if you go to Vachasatyam or Shabdakalpadruma, it is very clearly given. But somehow Apte doesn't give whether it's a akarmaka dhatu or sakarmaka dhatu. Okay. Or I have not seen very clearly with as much as I know. Okay. And then the fourth meaning is to happen, to take place or something. So he gives, for everything, he gives quote from the literature in because it is used in that particular meaning. So here to happen, to take place or occur. Na atatai vadhe doshaha hatum hatuhu bhavati kaschana. So the atatai vadhe, so atatai you might have read it in Bhagavad Gita. So basically doshaha hantum oh it's here, okay. Hantuhu bhavati kaschana. So basically if you atatai vadha, there cannot happen, some doshaha cannot happen. He's saying something like that in Manusmriti. Okay, to live, to exist. Abhut, apurvaha, or something like that. It's there. Abhut, nrupaha, vibhudasakaha, parantapaha. Is there something like that? So this is to live, to exist. So somebody lived, existed. So all these things. To be alive or to breathe and all, so on. So basically, I don't want to keep going on all the meanings, but so there are multiple meanings. So then any Koshakara, he is giving some meanings in order. He is actually giving the higher, so to be to or become is the most commonly used form. So if you keep coming down, for example, to serve, to do and all these things, it is not the primary meaning, it is some secondary or tertiary meaning or something. So in the order of occurrences in the literature he has to give, that is one duty of the Koshakara. Okay, so and then he is also giving a Vedic usage. VED means Vedic usage, to be prosperous, succeed and all these things. So there is another thing. And after that he gives some notes. So used with the preceding noun or adjective, bhu serves to form verbs in the sense of becoming what it previously is not, or becoming in general. Shweti bhu, to become white. Krishni bhu, to become black. So these are forms which we see in the literature. Okay, on top of it, it says A. I don't know where this A. Oh, you mean rarely A? If you are mentioning rarely A, it means rarely Atmanepadi. Okay. I'm answering questions as I go because just wanted to make it a little more easier for me to answer. Because I'm in this page, I would answer the questions for this page. So please bear with me that I'm breaking in between. Okay. Krishni bhus, to become black. Payodhari bhuta, or becoming or serving the people of Titsa, I don't know what's Okay. Kshapani Bhu, so to become a mendicant. Pranidhi Bhu, to access a spy, all these things. And then he gives a lot of notes. So the sense of Bhu may be variously modified according to the adverbs. So Punar Bhu, to marry again or something. So one question is, do you need to know the dhatu always? Yes, you need to know the dhatu always. That's one thing here. So for example, we will go to some examples where I found very difficult to find what is the dhatu. We will try to see how we can overcome that issue. So here in Apte dictionary, you have to, or whatever dictionary we are doing now, we need to know what the dhatu is. It is very, if you don't know what the dhatu is, it's going to be very difficult for you to search in the dictionary. Okay, so for example, mithya bhu, to turn out to be false, vrtha bhu, to become useless, and all these things. After that, he comes. Okay, is set or anit indicated by koshakara? I already discussed this. So, if you see bhavitum, you have to infer that there's the idagama here, it is a set dhatu. Bhavitum, using the bhavitum form, you should be able to. Bhavitum or Bhavishyati is here. So generally Bhavitum form can give away whether it is there or not. Okay. So now he goes into some other forms of the Bhudhatu. Like say cause. Cause means causative form. So this is a Nijanta form. So Bhavayati, Bhavayate. Generally the Nijanta forms are Ubhayapadi Dhatu. So Ubhayapadi Prayoga, so Bhavayati, Bhavayate, to cause, to be or to become, call into existence, call into being. Now he starts this meanings of the Nijanta forms, causative forms. One is to cause to be, second is to cause, produce, effect, third is to manifest, display, exhibit, all these things. So on. So here he starts the new numbering, so 1, 2, 3. So when you see, quickly come and see, you should see, okay, there's a 4. You should go back and see what form he's talking about. So he's actually talking about Bhavayati, the causative forms. So all these things are all causative forms. So he gives a lot of, to look upon, consider. Artham anartham bhavaya nityam. So he gives, this is Moha Mudgara, which is actually called, which is the Bhagavad, Bhajagovindam. It's called Moha Mudgara. So artham anartham bhavaya nityam. So you should look upon, artham anartham, artham is anartham, all the wealth as anartham. So that's he's saying bhavaya. Okay, so he keeps coming down, he'll keep coming down, and then he gives 15 different meanings or context for bhavayati or causative forms, and then he goes to the desiderative form. The desiderative form is the sananta. To wish to do something. So, the form is bubhushati. So, bubhushati is the prathama purusha, that is third person singular form. So, to wish to be or become, etc. So, this is the desiderative form. And then after that, he doesn't give any quotes or references. And then next comes this Roman letter 2. So, Roman letter 2 means this bhudhatu itself is in another gana or something. So it is in Bhuadi gana itself. It is read twice. One is the Parasmipadi dhatu and the other is the Ubhayapadi dhatu. There it is Bhavati, Bhavate. So, and then to the meaning of that is to get or obtain. To get or obtain. And then there is a third Bhudhatu. Here, Roman number 3. It is in the 10th gana. That is the Churadi gana. And then it is an Atmanepadi dhatu. And then the form is Bhavayate. So again, there also it is means to obtain or to gain. And then the Bhudhatu is also there in he's giving a Bhavayati, Bhavayate to the fourth form also. But he gives one U. I don't know why he gives one U. I have to check this. Why it's Bhavayati. If it's in the Bhuadi Gana, it should not be, the Bhavayati will not be the form. Let me check that and get back to you. Okay, and then this 2 is for this, the fourth form. So he starts numbering again, 1, 2, 3. so on, to be purified. So basically, all these things are like not very off, very common, but the Bhudhatu, which we saw in the first, that is the most commonly used. But in the literature, there are other forms and other usages also. So he gives those forms also. Okay, so this, so much for the Bhudhatu. And the next one is this. This is an adjective form, which is, let's not go into it. We already saw the noun forms. So we'll stick to the verb forms now, today. So this is for the Bhudhatu. So as I said, one thing is he gives some six forms. Sometimes he gives only, not six forms, he gives only two or three forms. Because he thinks that that's enough to for you to know the rest of the forms or something. There's quite a thought process behind that. This is what I infer from trying to get into Koshakara's mind, why he is giving these forms. Okay. Okay. Oh, good. There is one in my Apte dictionary, it is written 10 and not 1. Okay, probably your Apte dictionary is a little bit error corrected form. Okay, good. Thank you. So somebody told me that this this is written in that dictionary the that person has. This is 10U. Okay, that's good. So 10A and 10U. So there is other form. Okay, good. Thank you. Yes. So yeah, U means Ubhayapadi that I already mentioned. So 4U, 1U means Ubhayapadi, A means Atmanepadi, P means Paratmanepadi. Okay. So it doesn't explicitly say a word as verb or dhatu. We should ask, yes. So, see, the Koshakara doesn't give you, okay, this is a verb and all these things. He's not going to teach you elementary Sanskritam. This, if you come into the dictionary, you should have some background, as I mentioned already. You should know that this is a dhatu and all these things. So he's already assuming a lot of things. That he knows that he's assuming that you are looking up a dhatu. Then you are looking for bhudhatu and one Parasmaipada, he knows that, okay, you are coming with that particular background, you want to look at a dhatu. So the Koshakara will not give this is a dhatu, this is a noun, this is an adjective, he will not give. Okay, so next let's look at, so this is the bhudhatu, is the bhuadigana Parasmaipadi dhatu. I will look at one of the Atmanepadi dhatus, labha. So, by the way, Bhuadigana has most of the dhatus, has the maximum number of dhatus in the whole entire dhatu palata. So, it's quite useful if you know Bhuadigana dhatus itself. You have covered quite a bit of language. Okay. Is there a way for us to use phone to Sanskrit keyboard to search for words rather than on screen? Okay, there is a way, and I've already mentioned this. Okay, the question was, can we use the phone Sanskrit keyboard to search in dictionary, in the dictionary? I already mentioned this in the first class. You can install this in your dictionary, in your phone, this dictionary in your phone, and you can do. But I am going to use only this online version because that's what is useful for me to share the screen and all these things. Yes, you can use your phone. Okay. The next dhatu I'm going to take is labh. So labh is a Atmanepadi dhatu. Labh is a Atmanepadi dhatu. So the form he's giving is labhate, labhe, lebhe. So lebhe is a lit form. Alabdha, lapsyate, labdhum, labdha. So here also he gives six forms. So here you can check, you can see this is the anit dhatu, labdhum, there is no ikara here. So there is no labhitum or something. So labdhum, so there is no it there. So we can now infer whether it's a set or anit. It's an anit dhatu. Okay. And the first meaning is to get, obtain. So labh, most of you might know, to get, to obtain, acquire or something. Labheta. So here he gives again the beginning form, labheta. Labheta sikatasu tailam api yatnataha pidayan, something he is giving. And the second meaning is to have, to possess, to be in possession of, and all these things. So so on. So this is an Atmanepadi Dhatu. So to keep going down, let me keep going down. So there are many meanings here. So as we know, so basically this one thing is for, to look up a dictionary is to know that, okay, one word, one Dhatu itself has multiple meanings. So this actually makes it very tough to translate any text just like that. You should have quite a deep understanding of what is happening there and all these things. So look at the Koshakara's mind. So the literature is already out there, and he has to pick love, and he has to quote all the different meanings which is there in the literature. Which is a very difficult job, and only a person like Apte or some Koshakara who has very deep knowledge about the language, and he is well read, he can make such dictionaries. And Apte is one of the smallest dictionaries we are going to learn. The rest of the dictionaries we are going to learn in this course are like quite big. Okay. And then keep coming down. Okay, here again he gives eight meanings for the normal form, and then he goes in the causative form. Labhayati, labhayate, to cause, to or get, receive or something. So, and then the second meaning is to give, so on. And then he gives the desiderative form. Lipsyate, to wish, long for or something. Okay. Alright, so this is the Atmanepadi form. Okay, there were some questions. Can you share the PDF? I will share the PDF in the course website. Can it be said that the entry showing the Lakaras and Krit Pratyas shows all the Krit Pratyas possible for the Dhatu? Can it be said that the entry showing the Lakaras and the Krit Pratyas shows all the Krit Pratyas? No way. No, that's not correct. So, okay, so the question is... So the question is, there are some, these are lakaras, still lapsyate, all of this. Labdhum is a krit pratyaya, the tumun is a krit pratyaya, and then kta pratyaya. So there are many, many krit pratyas and krit pratyas associated with the dhatus. Not all are shown here. So only very few are shown here. I mean, only two are shown here actually. Like, for example, there is a labdhavan, is there, it's a ktavatu, it's a krit pratyaya. There are quite few forms, and from this we cannot say that, okay, these are the only Krit Pratyas which can... By the way, Krit Pratyas, any Krit Pratyas you can associate with any Dhatu, so there's no restriction. All the Krit Pratyas can come to all Dhatus, I think, so that is my understanding. I may be wrong also, so, but this is a very general... in general, you can affix any Krit Pratyas to any Dhatu. Okay. The causative form of love seems to have an anuswara. Okay, that's a good point here. Let me check this. Okay. Yeah, the causative forms of... so this is a very good observation. It's lambhayati. It is actually lambhayati. So there is a Panini rule which says there is a... the anuswara should come. So if you want to go into details of why it's happening, you should go into the Vyakaran Shastram, which we will not go into it, at least in this class. Yeah, Lambhayati is the form. Sorry, maybe I pronounce it as Labhayati. I am wrong. So, Lambhayati is the form. Thank you. You have to infer the Ganas also? No. The Ganas should not, is not inferred. It is says, okay, here it says 1A. 1A means Prathama Gana. That is the first Gana, Atmanepati Dhatu. So, you don't have to infer the Gana. He will give the Gana, for sure. Okay. Okay, the next dhatu I am going to take is one special dhatu, which is so that we will say take ruch. So ruch also is a prathama gana dhatu. So rochate is a form, atmanepadi dhatu. So why I want to take this is I want to give you one thing. There are some dhatus in the karaka. If you use, you have to use only certain vibhakti with that. So, for example, ruch, you have to use with the dative case, for example, chaturthi case. So, he says the second meaning is to like, be pleased with set of persons, be agreeable to, please of things, used with the dative of the person who's pleased and the nominative of the thing. So, for example, simple sentences, mahyam phalam rochate. So, aham phalam rochate, you should not say. So mahyam phalam rochate, something like that. So basically you have to use the chaturthi form for the person who likes it, and the prathama form for the person, for the thing or the person to be liked. So for example, something you like, amra phalam. So you should say amahyam amra phalam rochate. So he gives all those things. So basically, whenever there is some things like that, which special case, okay, this dhatu should be used, this, you can be rest assured that Apte will give that. So for example, he's saying very clearly, used with the dative of the person who's pleased and nominative of the thing. So even though the Koshakara wants to make the Kosha as small as possible, he wants to reduce the number of words. When it comes to making something clear, he uses as many words and makes it very clear. So he says, used with the dative of the person who is pleased and the nominative of the thing. So that clear he is. Okay, why then Mama Rochate in the third line? Okay, good question. Okay. The third line, where is it? Let me search for it. Okay, that is okay, here it is. There's some question here. Okay, so why is Mama Rochate in the third line? So he gives here sometimes the genitive of the person also. So there he says Mama Rochate. Okay, so sometimes, so basically the utsarga is like, always you should use only dative, but in some cases you can use genitive. So basically that is maybe a special case or a exception case or something. Okay. Okay, so here dative is used for the dative case. So we need to know the short form for all cases. Yes, you need to know. I have a table for that also. I will send it out. At the end of the class, we will upload to one short presentation and one that PDF which I shared. Hopefully everything will be there. If you don't understand anything, you can always go to the front. Yes, in last class I showed how to look at the abbreviations they used in the website. So you can also look at it. That will also give you. Yeah, Apte, because he is writing an English dictionary, he has to use dative form. He cannot write chaturthi form. He has some conventions of writing this dictionary. Okay. So sometimes it's genitive of the person. Genitive means shashti form. So Mama Rochate is there. Okay, and then he directly goes to the causative form, rochayati, rochayate, to cause, to like or something. Okay, alright, so keep going down, and then there is a desiderative form, rochishyate, ruru rochishyate, that's the form. Okay, so this is about the ruch dhatu. So I took the ruch dhatu to show you that it is a special dhatu which has some karaka implications on it. So how you should use the karta and all these things. So some different things which is required. Okay. Now let's look at that. I mean, we have been always looking at now the first gana, bhuadi gana. I will take a second gana dhatu, e. So E is a dhatu. Actually, E is a very very special dhatu, because most of the words E is actually hidden. Basically, you don't even know E is a dhatu. So it has a lot of forms which upasarga forms we'll look at it later a little bit. But E is a dhatu, which is a very it comes, we use it very often, but it gets embedded within the word. We don't even know that identifies E is a dhatu. Okay. So the E is the dhatu, and the first meaning is the 2P. He says the second gana. It's second gana is called Adadi gana. So in that it's the Parasmaipadi dhatu. So and he again here also it's in dhatu pata. It is written as in. So there is another E dhatu. So which always comes adhipurva, so adhite or something. So basically to read or something. So it's always preceded by adhi. So here he says this dhatu pata, it's in in. So in gatau is a dhatu. To go is the meaning. So here is giving the present tense form eti. So eti is a form here. Iya is a lit form. Agat is a form. He gives only five forms here, see. So he thinks that these five forms are enough for you to understand most of the the dynamics of this dhatu. So agat, etum is the tuman form, ita is the nishtha form. That is, and for nishtha form, this is the past passive participle form in English, if you want to see, the PPP form, past passive participle. Okay, the meaning is to go towards or something. Shashinam punar eti, punaha eti. He uses the eti form here. Charvari, okay. Punar eti charvari. Okay, to arrive, to reach, to obtain, all these things. That is one meaning. To return, okay. Let me see. There are quite a few hand size. Okay, we'll come back to it. To go away, to retire, all these things. So on. I mean, that is the second form is the first person. First gana, bhuvadi gana, ubhayavadi form. So he says, I look under I. I is a dhatu. So I is atmanepadi dhatu. Also, you can look it up. So look up I. So he is giving that because there is a form called udeti, to arise. So udeti, actually udeti will come. So udeti is comes under I, something like that. Okay, and then there is a third meaning is the fourth atmanepadi dhatu, e, to come, appear or something. And then to ask, to request. And the causative form is to, he doesn't even give the causative form. to cause to go or come near. So, and he says compare with Latin io, Greek eimi, with eimi. Ate is actually quite a great scholar. He also goes and does a comparative study of, okay, in Greek eimi and this, there is also eimi, both sound similar and has a similar meaning and all these things. So he also sometimes goes into this comparative study of this. Basically, this he has inherited this, all these things, from the dictionary called Monier Williams, which we will do next. Monier Williams goes extensively into this because he is an Englishman and he knows quite a few languages. Of course, Apte also knew quite a lot of languages, but Monier Williams actually goes quite a bit in many entries. He gives compare with Latin, compare with Greek, compare with German, and all these things. But it is very useful for us to know, okay, oh, there is in Greek Amy and Amy mean the same thing. Okay. But Monier Williams was not later than Apte. Actually, Apte in his preface writes that Monier Williams wrote his dictionary and it was very big. So he wanted to write a smaller dictionary and Apte wrote his dictionary. So Apte actually gives a lot of credit to Monier Williams because he learned the art of dictionary making from Monier Williams. Okay. Is it Anit? Okay, Anit, which is Anit? This dhatu is it. Etum. Yeah, etum is an anit, seems to be an anit dhatu. Yeah. So e seems to be anit dhatu. Okay. Alright. So let's. Okay. So maybe we can do one more dhatu or something. Okay. I will just do because I don't want to cover all the dhatus which is there in each gana. I will directly go to the churadi gana dhatu. So churadi chur is the 10th gana dhatu. It's the 10th gana, so that is the last gana. So most of the dhatus in the 10th gana are ubhayavadi dhatu. So 10u it says chorayati, chorayate, and chorita. So he gives only two forms. So he thinks that just giving two forms to you is enough for you. So chorita, to rob, steal, and all these things. And to bear, all these things. Here he doesn't even give the desiderative forms. Nothing. He doesn't give any of the forms. Okay. Okay, can you give a comparative evaluation between Apte, Sabdakulma, Sabdakalpadrama, Amarakosha? I will try at the end, because at the end of the class I might try, but that is not the goal of my class. But I will try to, when we go to the other dictionary, I will surely say, okay, there we learnt like this, here it is different and all this. Okay, I will just do one more thing and we'll go to questions. One thing, this dhatu as, which is a very, very, very commonly used dhatu, as, asti is the form. It is again in the second parasmaipadi it is the second Gana Dhatu. Asti, Asit, Asit is and then the past tense form Astu, Syat. So see here he is giving all the forms of the Sadhadhatukalakara. Lat, Lang, Vidiling, Lot, Vidiling. So basically Asti is the Lat form. Asit is the Lang form, which in Bhudhatu he never gave. He didn't give Abhavat. But here he is giving Asit because from Asti, it's not very easy to derive Asit because this Asti Dhatu is a special Dhatu. It has a lot of rules to form the all the Lakaras. So Astu he gives and Syat he gives. Syat is a Vidiling form. And then he says defective in non-conjugational tenses. So non-conjugational tenses is the Ardha Dhatuka forms. So for example, for Bhavishyat, Lrit form, all these forms doesn't exist for Asti. So Asti Bhavishyati is what we have to say for the future. So it forms being made from the root Bhu. So you have to go to the root Bhu Dhatu to form the other forms, Ardha Dhatuka Lakaras. Okay, and then again the meaning is to be. We know this Asti is one of the first words we learn as a Dhatu. To be, to live or exist, exist to show mere existence or something. And then he gives quite a few references here, so I'm not going to go into the details of it. So, okay, and then the second form is to be, and then he says it is used as a copular verb of incomplete predication. So this, to understand some of Apte's words itself, I have to go to an English dictionary to understand this, what is the meaning of copula and all these things. So these are all very technical grammatical terms which he uses because it's an English dictionary, and so also because he inherited his style from Monier Williams. Monier Williams writes quite a few Victorian English terms, grammatical terms and all, which is difficult for me to understand. Apte also a little bit inherits that. But anyway, so we can understand what he tries to say easily. So it says being followed by a noun or adjective or adverb or some other equivalent. Bhakto sime saka cha. So this particular thing, let me make it simpler for you. So when you use the Sati Saptami form, for example, dharmike sati rajani. So this is something called like the Sati Saptami form, or it's called the locative absolute or something in English. So dharmike sati, so basically being dharmika or something. Acharya samstite sati, these are all, this is what he wants to see. So to be, evameva syat, tushnim asit. So these are the examples. So just by looking at the examples, you can see what, okay, it's actually to be, that's all. But he's giving a very big explanation here, used as a verb of incomplete predication and all these things. Okay. And then to belong and all these things. So keep going down. So to be in a particular relationship, to be affective with locative. So again, say here he says this particular meaning you should be only used in the locative case. Locative means saptami case. Evamastu, tathastu, so be it, amen, and all these things. Amen and all these things. So. Okay, and then he says, okay, compare with, CF means compare with Latin, est, Greek, st, with asti, and then Zend and Persian and all these things. Okay, so he also again gives a comparative study with the languages and here. Okay, and then he goes into the upasarga forms. So I will stop here and we'll take questions. And the next class, probably we will look at, and if we have some more time after taking questions, if we have some time, I will go into the upasarga forms. So basically, ati, with ati, he says. So ati, as, atyas, it will be there. And anu, as. We will take a easier dhatu. As with upasarga is not very commonly used. We can take, maybe I'll just do that upasarga forms also. So let's took this form, anubhu. So anubhu, this bhu is a dhatu, anu is a upasarga. So in apte, if you have to search using an upasarga, if you have to search a word, dhatu preceded by upasarga, you have to search it like a new dhatu. So anubhu is a new entry here. So he doesn't give within bhu itself. Anubhu is a separate entry he uses. So again he says, first parasnepadi. And then he never gives any form. So we should know that Bhu is the Dhatu. We know the forms for Bhu. And then Anu is just a Upasarga, prefix to it. So whatever form you got from Bhu, you have to just prefix at the end of the making that whole Dhatu, Kriyapadam, for example, Bhavati, after you get Bhavati, you just have to prefix the Anu. So Anubhavati it will be. And then, for example, in Lang Lakara, Abhavat is there. Anu, your Anu plus Abhavat. So what you should do, Anvabhavat. So that is a, there is a sandhi there. Those things you should know previously. So he expects that previous knowledge. So because he doesn't give anything, any form here, you can be sure, okay, oh, this is something which is which we are, he has already given somewhere. So he doesn't give any other form. He doesn't give Anubhavati, all these things. Anubhuta and all these things. So, but Anubhu is the form. So he says one Parasmaipadi. So here, there was a previous question, is akarmaka or sakarmaka? So, bhu is a akarmaka dhatu. But anubhu becomes a sakarmaka dhatu. But apte somehow doesn't give those details. So, you will, sabda kalpa dharma and all these things makes it very clear that anubhu is a sakarmaka dhatu, bhu is a akarmaka dhatu. Okay, so here the meaning is to enjoy taste and all these things. Here, see, I see anvabhavam. So, here is a langlakara. I told Anvabhavat, Anvabhavam. So this is the Uttama Purusha Prayoga. Anubhu form. Okay, so on. He then gives a lot of meanings, Anubhu itself, for Anubhu. And there is a causative form for Anubhu also. So from Bhu is Bhavayati, here is Anu, Anubhavayati. To cause, to enjoy. Or feel, experience, all these things. See here, Anubhavayatam is the Tumun form is using. Okay, so I think we will stop here. I have also introduced you to the Anu, this Upasarga forms. We will start from little bit on the Upasarga forms. I have to tell a little more about the Upasarga forms, and next class we will look at some more noun forms from the Dhatu. So, for example, there are verbal nouns, Nishta, as I said, Bhuta, is, and Bhavitum, and also Kartum, for example, Karaniyam, Tavyar, Aniyar forms, and all these things are there. And then we will probably, hopefully, complete up to next week, and we'll move on with the other Dhatu. Okay, I'll take questions now. I'll go look at some of the hands raised. Okay. Please unmute all of you. Please unmute yourself when I'm trying to unmute you. Okay. Vijaya Hetirajan, sorry.
जी पॉइंट नंबर टू भू धातो को पॉइंट नंबर टू वाग्य क्रमेण ही धनवान धनवान भवंती यान्ति भवंती तत्र नकारमेव खलु तत्र
अनुस्वार अनुस्वार सो इन दिस डिक्शनरी समहाउ द अनुस्वार एंड नकार आर मिक्स्ड अप इट्स इन द लेटर एडिशन ऑफ आप्टे दे हैव करेक्टेड ऑल दोस थिंग्स सो दिस पर्टिकुलर एडिशन इट हैज ऑल दिस This anuswara should become an akara, actually, you are right. Grammatically, it is not. In this particular edition, they have not corrected it, or the later edition, they have corrected it.
Okay, then you are right.
Lata Vidyaranya.
Namaste. Just in the sentence, Mahyam Phalam Rochate.
Yeah.
For the Ruch Dasu, you told me to use dative case. I just wanted to know, when we convert this to Karmani Prayoga also, is there any special case to be applied?
No, there is no nothing like that, as much as I know.
Only in Kartari Prayoga.
Correct. Only in Karmani Arte, it's not there, I think. So, but I am not very sure about it, but I can think about it and come back to you. But as much as possible, don't ask me grammar questions. I am... not an expert in that. You can ask whoever is teaching you grammar or...
Perfectly, all right. So, the Mahyam Phalam Rochate Karmani Prayoga will be Maya Phalam, what do we say, Ruchyate or Rochate?
Ruchyate will be the Karmani form. Yeah.
Thanks. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ನಮಸ್ತೆ.
ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಧನ್ಯವಾದ. ಧನ್ಯವಾದ. ಓಕೆ ಓಕೆ. ಹೂ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಸರ್?
Namaste. When you said you said for example one dhatu you took is bhu,
yes.
And there you said he is giving examples like bhavati, bhuva, bhuta, bhavishyati, etc.
Yes.
But when we take anubhu, he is not giving such examples.
Yeah, that's because he assumes that you know that anubhu is from bhu, and then you have to go to bhu dhatu. As I said, you just take the forms of bhavati, bhavati, abhuva, and all these things. Just attach anu in the front. That's all, and do the sandhikaran.
Okay. So when I am searching for anubhu, I should also know that it is derived from bhu.
Yes, you should know. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Dhanyavaad. Okay. There is some. Okay. Who else? V and Meena. Okay. Yeah. Vian Meena, you are unmuted. Namaste. Okay. I'm going to mute you back. Okay. Any other questions? I don't see any more hand raised. Any other questions? Okay, let me go back to the chat window. Okay. Lata Vidyaranya, did you raise your hand again? Okay, who else? I don't know. I'm not able to unmute anybody. Vian Meena, you are unmuted. Okay, I'm going to mute you again. GVR.
In
Bhu
Sattaya, what is the meaning of Satta?
Satta means to exist. That's it, existence.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to put all your hands down. If you have questions, again, please raise your hand. Okay. I have some more time. Lata Vidyaranya is okay. Lata Vidyaranya, I am unmuted. You have to unmute yourself. Okay, good. Go ahead.
For us, Dhatu.
Yes.
The Sumun Pratyaya, when we add it, it will become Bhavitum itself, no?
Yes, correct, correct.
Okay. So, since Bhavitum is, there is Idagama, we say Asdhatu is also state, Dhatu?
No. Asdhatu gets bhu is the new dhatu for that particular thing. Bhu will become the dhatu, so it will inherit bhu will bring all its properties, inherit all its properties to that. It's not that us, it will give all its properties to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we say us is set or unit?
Yeah, there is a thing here. It's not very clear from here. We can look at other dictionaries and say. So I can look it up and tell you for your because you asked me. It is asked also the said dhatu apparently.
See, because bhavitum is used, there is idagama. We assume us is also.
No, not because of that, but us has its own properties.
Okay.
Yeah. ಧನ್ಯವಾದ.
ಧನ್ಯವಾದ.
ನಂದಕುಮಾರ್.
ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಸೇಡ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್, ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅತಿಗಮ. ಅತಿಗಮ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸರ್ಚಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗಮ.
ಯಾ, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್.
ಓಕೆ.
ಅತಿಗಮ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅತಿಗಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಯಾ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗಮ್, ಇಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಯು ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಗಮ್.
ಯಾ, ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್. ಯಾ.
Yeah, guys, you look at gum, it will give you all the forms. Gum, gachati, and scanning it.
Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Okay, so looks like we have run out of time. We'll stop the class here. We will hopefully, next class I will give you all the, I mean, because you are searching online, there are a lot of tricks. I will show you some tricks how to, for example, somebody asked me, if I don't know the dhatu, how do I search? So there are some ways which we can, I mean, because there are this is the computer and we can come up with different ways to search. The computer will search it for us, right? So let's use the power of the computer and all these things. But hopefully I will give you some shortcut ways. It may not be useful in the phone, but in the online version I will show you what all you can do. Okay, we'll stop the class here and we'll continue next class. Swastik prajabhya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah gobrahmane bhyashvam vastu nityam lokas samastha sukhino bhavantu. Okay.